Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast written and produced by the congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today. This is Holy Week, a time when Christians everywhere observe the days leading up to the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of Christ. This week, we present a special set of podcasts that day by day trace the activities and words of Jesus during this time. Again, thank you for joining us on this journey.
Turning the tables. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?" Mark chapter 11, verses 15 through 17. In this scene, an event which is recorded in all four Gospels, Jesus calls out injustice toward the poor and marginalized, and toward God. The temple, intended to be a place of reverence and worship, had become a mechanism of oppression. The poorest people, who could afford only the minimal sacrifice, were being taken advantage of the most. They were subject to price gouging, and because they had to exchange their currency for temple-approved coins prior to the sale, often at unfair rates, they were doubly wronged. The money changers and merchants in the temple courts were participating in a system of social and divine injustice. Jesus, in overturning the tables and clearing out the temple, was protesting that system and its oppression of the vulnerable under the guise of a religious practice. In doing so, Jesus was also restoring the temple to its right purpose, realigning worship with God's will, and removing the barriers that kept people from experiencing God's presence. Religion, at its best, leads humanity closer to God and into personal and social holiness. Religion, at its worst, has, throughout human history, served as a means for some groups to suppress and disadvantage others, obstructing the relationship between humanity and God. As we remember Jesus' journey toward the cross during this Holy Week, and especially as we read of Jesus clearing the temple, I cannot help but think of those places Jesus might enter and clear out in righteous anger and indignation if he were here now. Where might Jesus be calling us today as his followers to go turn over some tables? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, forgive us when we, in our human frailty, have turned your house of worship into a den of thieves. Open our eyes to the ways our religious practice might serve to harm the vulnerable or to hinder those who seek you. Call us into those places where tables need overturning, that you might restore all your people into right relationship with you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's 1, STCHURCH.org.